The only reason why the Rambam says that that even by Avadim Shtaris and Karkos he should be chayiv is because of Poshea Kemazik. But why should Poshea be Kemazik? Why should Poshea be Kemazik? He's not Mazik Biyadayim. He's only doing a Grama Bialma. Right? He's only causing Hezik. So what's the Rambam talking about? Okay, that's the kasha that we have to answer. We have to understand the Rambam Shita, and we have to understand those who argue with the Rambam. What's the Rambam saying? So the answer could be one of two things. Okay. One answer for the Rambam could be that the Rambam holds that even though Grama bin Izakin is part of B'dinei Adam, we know that, that's a Gemara. But there's a certain type of causative hezek that the Gemara says really is chayiv. There are two types of causative hezek. One is where the causative hezek is indirect, and the other is where it's direct. The technical term that the Gemara uses for direct causation is garmi. It sounds like grama. It's really the same word. It's just we use a different word because we want to point out that it's a different kind of causative hezek. There's something called grama, and there's something called garmi. Grama is indirect causation. Garmi is direct causation. Garmi is chayif. Grama is pater. But why? Don't we say every causative hezek is pater? The answer is that the reason why causative hezek is pater generally is because it's not a sure thing that the hezek is going to occur. That's one of the reasons that the Rishonim give. It's not bari hezek. It's not a sure thing. Garmi is the type of causative hezek that's more bari. It's more of a sure thing that the hezek is going to occur. It's more of a sure thing that the hezek is going to occur. It's bari hezek. That's one distinction that's given. There are others, but we're not going to get involved in all the details right now. Bari hezek. It's more of a sure thing. What's an example of this? So the Gemara in Bava Kamma has one example that does relate to us. How about Mare Dinner L'Shulchoni V'Nimtzara? Someone is doing Mekach U'Memker, and he gets a $100 bill from someone. He wants to know if it's counterfeit or not, so he gives it to the Shulchoni, to the money changer. Now we have a machine that can tell us whether it's counterfeited or not. So it used to be he had to give it to the money changers. Let's say he's married dinner l'shulchani v'nimtzara. He shows it to the shulchani. The shulchani says, yeah, it's a perfectly good bill. So he accepts it in payment for whatever he's selling. And it turns out v'nimtzara, it's a bad bill. The shulchani didn't do his job. So that shulchani is chayiv. He's chayiv b'dinei adam. But why? He didn't do any hezek b'yadayim. He didn't break the person's car. He didn't throw a baseball into his window. So why is he chayiv? The answer is, even though it's causative hezek, but it's direct hezek. It's direct causation. It's garmi, because it's clear that this person is going to accept that counterfeit bill as payment for the mecca. So it's clear that it's going to cause hezek to that person. That's not indirect causation. That's not the kind of grama that you're going to be part of b'dinei adam for. That's the kind of grama that you're going to be chayiv b'dinei adam for. Yechayiv, because it's bari hezekah, it's clear that the hezek is going to occur, that's direct causation, and that you're going to be chayiv for. Ken Zayin, it's possible, the Rambam holds that pshia, kemazik, it's like garmi. When you accept the chi of shmira upon yourself, so the bailim, the mafkid, is misalik his shmir. The mafkid is not going to watch this object anymore. He's misalik himself, he takes himself away from this object. He trusts that you're going to watch it. You're misalik the bailim from this animal, from this object. They're not going to watch it anymore. They're trusting you. They're relying on you. So the rule of Poritz Geder B'fnei Behemes Chavero Pata B'dinei Adam doesn't apply. Poritz Geder B'fnei Behemes Chavero, the Bailim didn't make you into a Shomer. You go and you break down the door in front of the Behemoth. The Bailim are going to come back every so often to check on this animal. It's not Bari Hezekah that just because you opened up the door, it's going to cause hezek, that the animal is going to cause damage, or that the animal itself is going to get damaged. It's not so clear that that's going to happen, because the Bailim are checking up on the animal every so often. But if you become the shomer of the behemah, if the Bailim entrust the behemah to you, and now they're not going to be checking up bichlal, they're just going to rely on the fact that you're watching their behemah, their object for them. If you don't watch the object properly, if you're negligent in that shmira, if you're poshe in the shmira, that's bari hezekah. That's like a garmi. That's direct causation. You're going to cause hezek to the bailim. The Rambam holds poshe kemazik. This is not a mazik of grama, as some of the Rishonim ask. This is a mazik of garmi. It's direct causation. That's why the Rambam compares Poshea to a Mazik.
Azma.
So what, that Poshea to Mazik? Why does that matter? The answer is because Poshea Kemazik, as long as you have a Chi of Shmira, as long as you have a Chi of Shmira on you, if you are Poshea in that Shmira, you are causing Hezek to that animal, to that object. You are doing direct causation, right? So you're chai, you would be Chai of Midin Mazik even outside the context of Shmira if you were doing a Garmi. But the only reason why this is called a Garmi is because you have a Chi of Lishma. You have a Chi of Shmira. You accepted upon yourself a Chi of Shmira. There's Taka a Chi of, right? You are obligated to watch the object. You accepted upon yourself the Chi of Shmira. Since you're Chai of Lishma, if you're not going to be Shom, if you're going to be Poshe, you're not even going to do a Shmira Pachusa, so then the Bailim, the object of the Bailim is going to be damaged. Zok the Rambam, Avodim Shtaras and Kakos might be excluded from Chiyuvei Tashlumin of a Shomer. Avodim Shtaras and Kakos are excluded. You're not going to be obligated for any Chiyuv Tashlumin of a Shomer. But Pshia is not a Chiyuv Tashlumin of a Shomer. It's not something unique to the parasha of Shomer. It's a regular Din Mazik. It's a Din Mazik. It just happens to be that if you didn't accept upon yourself the Chiyuv Shmira, you wouldn't be called a Mazik. If you weren't a Shomer, you wouldn't be called a Mazik. But once you're a Shomer, the Chiyuv Pshia is not a new Chiyuv that we put on a Shomer. Nigneva. A new Chiyuv. Gneva. Aveda. Onsim. These are new Chiyuv that we put on Shomer. Other people are not Chayiv if an object is Stam stolen. If some accidental damage occurs to the object. No, there's a special Chiyuv of Shomer. But the Chiyuv of Pshia, Zakti Ramah, the Chiyuv of Pshia is not something new. Poshek and Mazik. It's the Parsha of Mazik that Kol HaTarakula is Mechayev the person for. It's the old parasha of Mazik. It's not something special to Shomer. It's only that it applies to the Shomer because through his accepting upon himself the Chiyuv Shmira, now the Bailim are not going to watch the Pikadon anymore. Okay, but basically it's the old halacha of Mazik. It's a Mazik of Garmi, basically. That's what the Rambam holds. It's a Mazik of Garmi. And that's why a Shomer, even on Avodah Shtaras and Kakos, is going to be Chayev of Pshia. Because even though he doesn't have the special chiyuvei tashlumin of a shomer, that's what the miut of avadim shtaras and kakos tells me, right? The miut of avadim shtaras and kakos, it's a klal upratu klal, right? Ki yitein ish is a klal, kesef okelim is a prat, lishmar is a klal again, klal upratu klal, it has to be kein haprat. So dafka, something that's gufo mamon, right? It comes to exclude avadim shtaras and kakos. Right, so avodim shtaras and karkos are excluded from chiyuvei tashlumin of a shomer, but they're not excluded from the chiyuv shmira. The person is chayav to be shomer. He accepted upon himself a chiyuv shmira, so that he's chayav for. But he's not going to be chayav for the chiyuvei tashlumin of a shomer. The Rambam says poshea kemazik. The chiyuv to pay for pshia is not one of the new chiyuvei tashlumin of a shomer. Is that once you have a chiyuv shmira, so then you're chayav midin mazik, the old chiyuv of mazik. But you're not mazik b'adayim. No, but he's mazik b'garmi. It's direct causation. Direct causation is enough to be chayav midin mazik. Yes, Moshe.
Yeah, we define garmi as is nezik coming directly from an action or lack of an action, correct?
Yes.
So where is the direct? Like, where is it coming?
What's
from?
The action if I give a bill to a shulchani? There's an action there, right? I give the bill to the Shulchani, and B'dibur, he says, it's good.
But I think telling him that, once he does that now, automatically there's a loss. By your
why?
But
he's chayiv not for the Dibur, he's chayiv because there's Bari Hezekah, that the Hezek is more definite.
But is there Bari Hezekah by Shia?
That's what I'm suggesting. What I'm suggesting is that the Rambam holds that because the Bailim are mistalek from their Shmira, because the Bailim are no longer going to watch the object once I accept upon myself a Chiyuv Shmira, it's Bari Hezekah that if I don't even do a Shmir Pachusa, this animal is going to get damaged. That's the normal turn of events, right? If I open up the door to the barn, the Bailim are not going to come to check on the animal because the Bailim went to China, right? The Bailim have been mistalik from this.
That's Grumman, not Garmin.
Not if it's Bari Hezekah. If I open up the door but I'm a Shomer, that's not Grumman, that's Garmin. Exactly.
If you just walk by...
If I'm Poreitz Geder B'fnei Behemes Chaver, but I'm not a Shomer, that's Grumman. Why? Because the Bailim are not nostalgic from this year. The Bailim are going to check on the animal every so often. But if I'm a Shomer and I open up the door, that's Garmi. That's more causative because the Bailim have removed themselves from the Shmira. So they're not going to be checking on the animals. They're not going to be checking, then I'm causing an almost definite hezek. That's what the Rambam holds. Yes.
So this answers the rabbi's question that if you're with the Baal, so therefore he's right there the whole time, he's not mistaken from...
We're going to get to Baal Levi Moleh. Let's not try to answer that question. That's actually a little complicated. I just want to answer the question of Mazik B'Yadayim. The Rishonim asked, but if you're not Mazik B'Yadayim, how is it possible to be Chayiv? The answer is, you don't have to be Mazik B'Yadayim to be Chayiv. The Haraya, Garmi is Chayiv, even without a Hezek B'Yadayim. It just has to be Garmi. The Rambam holds that Poshe Kamazik, Poshe is like Garmi. That's really the first answer to the question. So just before I take some of the other questions, what are the other Rishonim going to say? How would the Ravid disagree? Doesn't the Ravid admits that Garmi is going to be Chayiv, right? So what does the Ravid hold? What does the Ravid hold? The Ravid and the other Rishonim can hold one of two things. The Ravid and the other Rishonim might hold that it's not Garmi, that if someone is Poshea, it's not like Mazik B'Yadayim. Poshe is not Kemazik. That's what the other Rishonim could say. Poshe is not Kemazik. They'll say it's not Garmi. How's it not Garmi? But I just spent so much time proving that it is Garmi. Well, the answer might be that you have to define Garmi differently. Right? If you say that Garmi is a function of whether it's Bori Hezek or whether it's a definite thing, so then we begin to try to fathom what the Rambam is saying, that Poshe might be Kemazik. But let's say I were to tell you that Garmi is a question of whether the Hezek is Miyad, whether it's immediate damage or not. Is the Hezek occurring Miyad? Is it occurring immediately? No. The Shomer opens up the door, and after a while, Hezek occurs, right? The animal goes out, and it gets damaged. So you see easily that there are different ways of defining the difference between Groma and Garmi. So depending on how you define the difference between Groma and Garmi, your conclusion might either be that Poshe is Kemazik or it's not Kemazik. But that's one way that you could disagree with the Rambam. You could say, you know what, maybe Poshe is not Kemazik. The Rambam holds Poshe is Kemazik. And if Poshe is Kemazik, even though Avodim, Shtaris, and Karkos are excluded from Chiyuvei Tashlumin of a Shomer, but they're not excluded from Dinei Mazik. Dinei Mazik, that's a regular halacha, that's not special to the Shomer. So Avodim, Shtaris, someone who is Shomer and Avodim, Shtaris, and Karkos is not excluded from Poshe, because Poshe Kemazik is like the old Din Mazik. So the other Rishonim could say, Poshe is not Kemazik, you're wrong. It's not Kemazik, it's not even Garmi, it's less than Garmi. If the Hezek is not Miyad, it can't be Garmi, so there's nothing to talk about. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that the Rishonim could agree with the Rambam that Poshe is Kemazik, but nevertheless, they'll say that by Avodim, Shtaris, and Karkos, there still is no Ptur. Why not? But if Avodim, Shtaris, and Karkos, there's only an exclusion from Chiyuvei Tashlumin, the Shomer is Chayav Lishma. He has to watch. And if he has to watch it, that means that the Bailim are mistalik from the Shmir. The Bailim walk away from it. Bailim are not going to watch this object anymore. So the Bailim are not going to watch this object, and this guy is Poshea, right? So isn't he Kemazik? He's causing a damage. It's like a Garmi. What might these other Rishonim hold? These other Rishonim might hold, there's one prat that you got wrong over here. There's one assumption that you're making, and that is, a Shomer on Avodim, Shtaris, and Karkos is Chayav Lishma. Who says he even has a Chiyush? That's the other way that you can disagree, right? The Rambam holds that a Shomer on Avodim, Shtaris, and Karkos is Chayav for Pshia because Poshea Kemazik. So it's the old Chi of Mazik. As long as the Shomer is Chayav Lishmar, then his Pshia is like Mazik B'Garmi. It's like direct causation, and therefore he's going to be Chayav. So the other Rishonim could disagree with the Rambam in one of two ways. They could either say, Poshea is not Kemazik. It's not like Garmi. It's not Mazik. Because it's not miyad, it's not direct causation, it's indirect causation. If it's indirect causation, you can't be machad this person. He's not a mazik. That's one way that you could disagree. But the other way you could disagree is to say, maybe Avodim, Shtaris, and Karkos is a much stronger miyut. Maybe it excludes the Shomer not only from Chiyuvei Tashlumin, but from the very status of Shmira. He might accept upon himself the Chi of Shmira, but the Torah says it doesn't matter. He's not Chayav Lishma. There's a hafka of the Shem Shomer. He's not called a Shomer Bechlau. He's not a Shomer. So if he's not a Shomer, if he doesn't have a Chi of Lishmar, he doesn't have a Chi of Shmira, so then you can't call his Pshia a Hezek B'Garmi. The whole idea, that the reason why it's called Hezek B'Garmi is because since he has a Chi of Lishmar, the Bailam are going to be mistaken. But if the Torah says there's no Chi of Lishmar, so all chiyuvim that are a function of Shmira are going to fall away. The Rambam wanted to say a new concept. Since by Avodim Shtaras Nevoz, the Shomer is at least Chayiv in Shmira, so now his Pshia is like Mazik Begarmi. Who says he's Chayiv in Shmira? Who says he's Chayiv in Shmira? Maybe he's not even Chayiv in Shmira. Now this could be what Taisus says. Taisus in Bav Metzia on Daf Nun Vav, on Daf Nun Zayin, Amid Beis, and Divam Aslo Shom Mechinam. Taisus says, V'hainu Taima. Why are the Shomrim Potter by Avadim Shtaras and Kakos? Let's back up a second. Shomachinam Eino Nishba. Nira Dehu Adin De'Eino Meshalim. Not only is the Shomachinam Eino Nishba, says Taisus, he's not Meshalim either. He's Potter from Shia, against the Rambam. The Rambam says that Shomachinam is Chayev of Shia, Poshek and Mazik. Taisus says no. Against the Rambam, like the Ravid, like the other Rishonim, that a Shomachinam by Avadim Shtaras and Kakos is Potter from Shia. And all the other Shomachinam are Potter from Shia too. Afilu Shamasachar in Poshan Nira de Lamashan. All the Shama Pata from Shia. Why? Why? Zok Taisvis, Vahainu Taima, skipping a little bit. The Mikol Din HaParsha in Itu. They're excluded from the entire Din HaParsha. Avadim Shtaras and Kakos are excluded completely from the Parsha. Excluded completely from the Parsha. What is Taisa saying? Is Shia mentioned in the Parsha? It's not in Parsha, it's Mishpatim. What is Taisa saying? All the Shomim are included. Avadim Shtaras and Kakos are excluded from the Parsha completely. What does that mean that they're excluded from the Parsha completely? What does that mean? So what Taisus might be saying is that Avadim Shtaras and Kakos are excluded from the whole Parsha of Shmira. Not that Pshi is mentioned in the Parsha, but Avadim Shtaras and Kakos are excluded from the whole Parsha. What does it mean the whole Parsha? Ki yitein ishel re'eo kesef okelim lishmar. He gives over the object to watch. There's a chi of Shmira, and there are chiyuve tashlumin. There's a chi of to watch it, and there's an obligation to pay if something happens to it. What Taisus might be saying is that Avadim Shtaras and Karkos are excluded from the whole parsha. I mean, they're excluded from even a chi of Shmira. The Torah is saying you don't have a chi of Shmira. You don't have a chi of Shmira, even if Poshea Kemazik. Even if Poshea Kemazik, Azma. Poshea is kemazik, but only in the context of a shomer, only if you have a chi of shmira. If you don't have a chi of shmira, Poshea kemazik is not going to translate into a chi of mamon. Okay, so these are the two ways that we can explain. The Rambam holds Poshea kemazik, and that's why Avadim Shtaras and Kakos are going to be chayiv for Pshia. The other Rishon could disagree either by saying that Poshea is not kemazik, because it's not even garmi, or even if it is garmi, even if you'll agree that Poshea is kemazik, but Poshea Kemazik will only be Mechayev a Shomer if he has a Chi of Shmira. They might hold that Avadim Shtaras and Karkos is such a strong miyud, it's such a strong exception, that there isn't even a Chi of Shmira, and if there's no Chi of Shmira, then the Shomer can't be Chayev, even if Poshea is Kemazik. Question, yes?
Going back earlier, how we explained the Rambam using Bari and Zeka, but in just to give a theoretical case, if someone had left, let's say, a Kli in a field and it had rained, and the Kli was ruined,
out, if it's if it's a rainy area, that would be called a pshia. If it's not a rainy area, if it's a desert area, that's not a pshia. It's a function of how common it is. If it's common, so then it's bari hezek. If it's not common, it's not bari. So if it's bari, then it's a pshia. If not, it wouldn't be defined as a pshia.
But according to the definition you gave before, as far as the amount,
it's exactly what I said before. Right? It's bari hezeka. It's bari hezeka if you leave it in a place where it's expected it's called a pshia if it's bari hezeka. If you leave it in a place where it's not expected that the hezek is going to come, it's not negligence, right? If someone leaves his bicycle out, right? Someone's a shomer on a bicycle. So if you leave your bicycle out in Washington Heights, that's probably a pshia, right? Even if you lock it up, it might be a pshia. Maybe. Right? But if you leave it out in a more protected area, that's not a pshia. So it's all a function of the circumstances, right?
So you can leave something out without any protection, but if it's
that might not be a pshia. If it's a secure area, that it's a mokom mishtame, so then that would be okay. Yes.
According to the second answer we gave to the Rambam, that If you're not even
second is that we gave it for the Rishon to argue with
that argument the Rambam.
Yes.
That if you that it's not even zin.
Not even there's no chiyuv shmira. There's no chiyuv shmira, so then I can't be chayev for posheh kemazik.
So why are you ever chayev for posheh in general? Forget kemazik. You never should be chayev for posheh.
No, because in general there is a chiyuv shmira. We're talking about avodim shtaros and karkos. These are the exceptions to the rule.
You said you accepted shmira on you, but there's really no din of shmira.
You accepted shmira, but the Torah is mafkia. The Torah trumps what you say.
And exactly. So therefore there's still
and that patters you.
And so therefore you still have to pay, you're still tied for Poshea, but it's not Poshea.
No! If you hold that Avodim Shtoros and Karkos is a miut in the Shmira, then you're pondering Ganson. There's no chiyuv, even if you'll say that Poshea is Kemazik generally, but it's only Kemazik in the context of a Shomer. If I have a chiyuv Shmira, my Pshia turns into Garmi. But if I don't have a chiyuv shmira, my pshia is not a garmi.
Why would all of a sudden there be a more direct damage? Why would it all of a sudden?
Because by avodah shtaros and karkos, since the Torah says there's no chiyuv shmira, the bayil have a responsibility to keep tabs with the chayfetz. They have a responsibility to remain cognizant of where the chayfetz is. That's the difference. The din changes the metzias. The din has to change the metzias. Yes.
What if someone's watching something which is partially owned by two people? Okay, so the truth is only one of them hired someone to watch.
It's a complicated case. Okay, let's try to keep it simple. It's a good question, but let's try to keep it simple for now, okay? One more. Yes.
It's not Dan or Shmira, why does the Mishnah talk about Shomachim and Shomachim in what it's talking about?
It means that they're called a Shomachim. The Metzias, they're watching it for free. But they're not really responsible. It's almost, you know what it was really saying from the place was, a shomer by Avodim Shtaros and Karkos is like someone who says, Hanach lefonai. Right? Reuven comes to Shimon and says, you know what, I'm going off to China, could you do me a favor, watch this? And Shimon says, look, Hanach lefonai, if you want to leave it in my property, gizotai, but that's your business. Is there any Kabbalah Shmir there? He's not accepting upon himself Shmir. So the Torah says that by Avodim Shtaros and Karkos, even if he says, I am a Kabbalah Shmira, it's like he's not a Kabbalah Shmira, because the Torah says he's not going to be chayiv in the Shmira. So if the Bailim leave the Eved, right, if they leave Karka under the watch of this individual, the Bailim realize that he's not going to watch it for them. He doesn't have a Chiyuv Shmir for them. So Poshe is not going to be Kemazig in that context. Right? That's perhaps what these Rishonim are saying. Okay, this is one Pshat. The Rambam says Poshe Kemazig, what's the Pshat? Okay, leaving the Chokin out for a moment. The Rambam says Poshe Kemazig, what's the Pshat? It means that if a person has a Chiyuv Shmira, the Bailim are misalik their shmira, they take away their shmira. So now the pshia that the shomer does, if he's negligent with the object, that's like mazik begami. That's like direct causation. So even if grama ben azak is part of it, mazik begami is chayiv, so this person's going to be chayiv. Because in the context of a chiyuv shmira, the hezek now is not grama, but it's begami. It's direct causation. Direct causation he's going to be chayiv for. According to this pshat, the Rambam basically is saying, poshek mazik, it's not a new chiyuv on Shomrin. It's just that in the context of Shomrin, we revert back to old Dine Mazik. Right? Mazik in Kolatara Kula, Begrama is Potter, Begami is Chayiv. So I can give you a context in Shomrin where you'll have a Din Mazik, and that's Poshea. That's a Din Mazik Begami. That's one pshat that we can offer for the Rambam. The Shach offers a simpler pshat in the Rambam, and after this we're gonna get back to try to explain. Right? The Shachov is a different pshat of Rambam. He says something very simple. Very simple. He says, you know what Poshek and Mazik means according to the Rambam? Forget all your fancy Lomdisha definitions of Mazik. The Shach says it has nothing to do with Mazik. The Rambam is just saying it's a svar. Poshek and Mazik means if you're negligent with a Bikodom, it's a svar that you're chayiv. If you're a Makabel Shmira, and you didn't even do a Shmira Pechusa, you didn't even do a minimal Shmira, of course you're going to be chayiv. You were mischayev to do the shmira, and you didn't even do what you said you were going to do. So of course you're chayev. It's not a posheya kemazik, alumbis, a din mazik, a fancy, it's not a din mazik. It's an equation that pshia and mazik are similar. Just like we readily understand that someone who's mazik someone else is going to be chayev. If I break your window, I'm chayev. If I kick your, right? If I damage something of yours, I'm chayev. So in the same way, if I was mekabel shmira on a pikadon and I'm posheya, of course I'm going to be chayiv. And that's all the Rambam meant. The Rambam never meant that the din mazik of kol ha'tara kula applies to shomrim by pshia. That's a nice lumdus, but you don't even need that, the Shach says. The Shach says, Poshe'a kemazik. You know, this is a question that you have to raise generally. Whenever there's an equation made by the Rishonim, you have to ask yourself, how close is that equation? Are we simply saying the two items are similar, or they're literally the same? The mushal that I like to give. Shomea ka'onim. Right? You're familiar with such a concept? Shomea ka'onim. Someone who listens to Kiddush being recited by someone else is yotze, and he can eat. Right? He's yotze, the mitzvah of Kiddush, even though he didn't say anything. Shomea ka'onim, he's listening, so therefore he is yotze. He's like a medaber. Is he really ka'onim? Is he like a medaber mamish? Or is the pshat that in order to be yotze, the mitzvah of Kiddush, you either have to say the Kiddush, or you have to link yourself up to someone who is saying Kiddush as well? Is he really a medaber, or is he not a medaber? It's just he has the same halachas of a medaber. He's not a medaber mamish, but you don't need to be a medaber to be yotze Kiddush. What's a nafkamina? Right? Does it matter? I mean, it's like you can twist your head this way, twist your head that. Yeah, there's a big nafkamina. What happens if someone's in the middle of his private Shmona Esrei and Tziba gets up to Kedusha? What does he do? What does he do? Machlokas Rishonim. There are some Rishonim who say, don't do anything, just continue davening. You can't listen to Kedusha and have in mind to be Yotze. Because if you do that, it's going to be a hefzik in the middle of your tefillah. Hefzik? I didn't say anything. You did. Shomea Ka'ona says you said something. You're like a medaber mamish. But other Rishonim disagree. That's the way that we paskin. That you should listen, right? Stop, look, and listen. Right? There's no need to look, but stop and listen, right? Listen. Listen to the Shliach Tzibra, and you could be Yotze Kedusha by listening. Ah, but you're being Mopsik? No, because those we shown him old. Shomea Ka'ona doesn't mean Ka'ona Mamish. It means that it's the same halacha. Either one is sufficient to be Yotze the Din. Same thing over here. Poshea Kemazik. What does that mean? So the first pshat that we offered is that it's Mamish Kemazik. Ah, but it's not mazik b'adayim. No, but it's mazik b'gamri. If you're a shomer, in the context of shomer, if you've accepted upon yourself a chi of shmira, it's like garmi, it's bari hazeka, it's like garmi, it's like direct causation, and then it's kemazik mamish. It's a din mazik. Zok the shach, it doesn't have to be. Poshea kemazik, the Rambam may have felt that poshea is a svara. The chi of tashlum and tupshia is a svara just like mazik. Just like it's obvious that a mazik is chayef a tashlumin, so too it's obvious that a shomer who is negligent in his shmira is chayef a tashlumin. It's not that she has a din mazik, but it's that it's so posher that you're chayef. You didn't even do a shmira pechusa. You didn't even do a minimal shmira. You're called a shomer? What kind of shomer are you? You didn't even do a shmira pechusa. Avali you should be chayef. That's what the Rambam said. And that's why even by Avodim Shtaros and Karkos, you're going to be Chayiv. Avodim Shtaros and Karkos are excluded from special Chidushim of the Torah. Chidushim of the Torah that you have to be Mechayish and Shomrim. Nignava, Nevda, Nensa, these special Chiyuvim, that Avodim Shtaros and Karkos are going to be Nismayed from. But Svaris? So if it's obvious that Pshia should be Chayiv, you don't. So then you should be Chayiv for Avodim Shtaros and Karkos too. Avadim Shtaros and Karkos are only excluded from special chiyuvim of shomer, not from a svara. If it's a svara, then he should be chayev. So even by Avadim Shtaros and Karkos, he should be chayev as well. A quick question before we come full circle.
The answer is the Meiri who says.
Oh, the Meiri. Let's tell that. The Meiri said. Yeah. Go ahead.
The Rambam says mazik that he's actually mazik. The Meiri says at least says kimazik. He's like mazik. He's a din.
He says kimaz because since he says biyodayim, he has to say kid because if not, it'd be ridiculous.
Well,
says,
the Rambam says
mazik means he's mazik begarmi. Meiri says kimazik biyodayim. It's the same. It's the zelbezach. The Meiri says what? Listen up. The Meiri says why is pshia not mentioned in the Mishnah? Let's come full circle now. Meiri says why is pshia not mentioned in the Mishnah? The last pshat. What's he saying? Pshia is not mentioned in the Mishnah because he's kemazik biyadayim, it's not bechal shmir b'chus. So you could explain him in one of two ways. You could either say that what he's suggesting is that the Mishnah only mentions the special chiyuvim of a shomer. Mishnah doesn't mention dine mazik. That's for bava kama, that's not bava mitzia. Here, we're learning about shomer. So the Mishnah talks about special chiyuvim of a shomer. If Poshea is kemazik, like the first pshat that we had, Right? If Poshe Kamazik means that it's a din mazik mamish, so what's it doing over here? That's a different halacha. That's above a kama halacha. Right? Maybe the Mishnah doesn't mention din mazik because we're only talking about special chiyuvim of a shaman. That's one pshat that you can suggest. That's what he means to say. It's not mentioned here because he's kamazik biyadayim. He's a different. That's not special chiyuvim of a shaman. That's like regular din mazik. That belongs in a different folder. It doesn't belong in the folder of Shomrim, even though it relates to Shomrim, belongs in the folder of Nezikin, because it's really a din mazik. It's not something special to Shomrim. That could be one pshat in the use. But the other way that you can explain is that he's saying like the Shach. I think this is the simple pshat. Right? He's saying like the Shach. Pshias kemazik biyadayim. It's a svara that he should be chayav. That's why he adds the next words. Eino bechal shmir pechusa. He's doing a nothing. It's a garnish. There's no shmira that he's doing. It's nothing. It's a svara that he's chayav. So what? The answer is, what is the Mishnah list? Right? What is the Mishnah list? The Mishnah is listing chidushim, not dvarim pshut. The Mishnah is listing chidushim. Meiri is saying, pshi is not a chidush, it's a davar poshut. It's a svara, poshek and mazik. Not a din mazik necessarily. It's not a din mazik. It's a svara that he should be chayiv. So if it's a svara that the sharma chayiv of pshi, it doesn't belong in the Mishnah, doesn't we don't? Of course it's part of the Dine Shomer, but it's a Svara Pshuta. So if it's a Svara Pshuta, the Tana of the Mishnah, they didn't bother listing it. The Tana of the Mishnah is only listing the Chidushim of Shomer. So these are the different answers that the Rishonim give to this question. Why is Pshia not mentioned in the Mishnah? So Taisus and Natsani Dalad Rebbe says, it's not a Din that's Choluk, that the Shomer are Choluk, they have a Chiluk. There are no distinctions between the Shomer regarding Pshia. Everyone is Chayef Pshia. The Ritva says that the Ritva implies that the Pshat is that it's not mentioned in the Torah. It's not part of, it's not in Parshas Mishpatim. We're only mentioning those things that the Torah mentions. And the Meiri and Shavuah suggests one of two possibilities, either that it's not a Dover HaMatzli, it's not regular, or because Poshe HaKemazik. What does he mean when he says Poshe HaKemazik? So either he might mean, this is not a special, this is not a Din Shomer. It's an old halacha. It's not one of the special chiyuvei tashlumin of a shomer. It's an old halacha that someone who's mazik begarmi is going to be chayiv. So the Tana doesn't mention halachas that don't belong in this mesechta. We're only talking about shomer, chiyuvei shomer, special chiyuvei shomer. Or you could say that what he means, posher kemazik, is that it's a svara. It's a svara pshuta. So the Tana of the Mishnah is not going to mention svaras pshutas. He's only going to mention chidushim. Since pshia is only a svara pshuta, it's not a chiddush. So therefore, it's not going to be mentioned by the time of the mission. Okay, good stuff. Sure.
See, you got something on.